Title: Hallmark Channel presents. In animation, we fly over snow-covered mountains as the northern lights shine in the sky. In a hidden valley, a town in the shape of a snowflake lights up. A pole with a shining snowflake on its top rises in the center of the town. Off to one side of the town, a large ice cliff rises. And on top of the cliff, an elf child stands on a flat land, looking at the stars through a telescope. A man with long white hair and a similar beard walks up to her.
Clementine? What are you doing up here?
She folds a telescope as she turns around.
I wanted to get a better look at the Northern Lights, to see how bad things really are.
Worse than you can imagine.
They both look up and see the greenish lights flashing in the sky.
I'm afraid Christmas is in serious trouble.
So what can we do?
When you figure that out, be sure and let me know.
Santa turns around and walks back to a small cottage covered in Christmas lights. Clementine looks down at the snowflake town. Title: North Pole. Established 1820. Now on a cloudy day, snow falls on a house in a quiet neighborhood. Tiffany Tyson.
Kevin, you're the man of the house. Are these for the Christmas lights?
A woman walks up to a boy of around 12. Josh
Actually,
Hopkins.
There was left of your old hair dryer.
Bailey Madison.
I saw a video on Edison. I got inspired.
Kevin paints a Christmas ornament.
That's the last time I skimp on movers. Everything is mislabeled.
Max Charles.
Nice T-Rex.
Yeah, it's a reindeer, but if you see a T-Rex, let's go with that.
Pragmatic artist.
Candace Glover.
She's got the best of both parents.
She checks her phone and her watch.
Oh, honey, we gotta leave in 10 minutes. You're gonna be late for school.
Not sure anybody noticed.
Oh, Kev, come on. Look, I know one of the hardest things to do is to fit into a new school, but it just takes time. You'll see.
She checks her phone again.
Oh, it's my editor. He wants to see me in the office. Come on.
Kevin takes a plate to the kitchen.
I'd like just to tell you you're as awesome as reporter.
You're awesome. You've always been my biggest fan. Thank you.
She smiles at him.
Mom, what if Santa looks for us at the old house and all he sees are empty rooms?
Honey, if he can deliver a billion presents in a single night, he's got to have some sort of system that can track all of us, don't you think? Come on.
She grabs her purse and walks away. With Jill St. John.
How is it in the making friends department, huh?
Tommy Chan said sorry when he tripped on my backpack yesterday.
Kevin follows her.
See? That's something, right?
Seriously?
Maybe not, but you've got to keep trying, okay?
She helps him put on a jacket.
Oh, I have an idea. Why don't you think about maybe joining a team or a club or something like that?
She puts on a coat.
Well, I was thinking of starting like a Christmas committee to put up more lights and stuff at school.
That's a great idea. Come on.
She opens the door for him and they leave. And Robert Wagner. Now an SUV pulls up near a school on a snowy street as children walk in.
Lights and decorations tonight. Promise?
Promise. If we have to tear through every box in the house.
Right. Because the only time you see green and red around this place is when the sixth graders dissect frogs.
Ew. Gross. But I get the point.
Kevin gets out of the car and she smiles at him. She notices a man in his 30s riding a bike towards the school. He stops and gets off.
Top of the morning, Kev.
Hey.
Still in her seat, Kevin's mom looks perplexed.
Who rides a bike in the winter?
Mom, it's my teacher, Mr. Wilson.
Hi, I'm Ryan.
Chelsea, I didn't realize Kevin's teacher was Irish.
Oh, I'm not, actually. I just like to keep the kids on their toes.
Chelsea grins.
Nice to meet you.
Yeah.
Ryan walks into the school.
Teacher is unique.
Yeah, I like him. He gets you to see things differently.
Kiss for Mom? No? I love you.
Kevin shuts the door and waves as he walks into the school.
Come on, buddy. Talk to somebody.
She watches him walk in. She looks worried. Then she drives away. Now she walks into a busy office.
Better make room by the crossword. There's something strange going on with the Northern Lights.
Morning, Trevor.
Morning.
Hey, Chuck. Nice piece on the bus strike.
She walks across the office.
Thanks, Chelsea.
Yeah.
Hey, you want some eggnog?
No, actually, eggnog and I are not friends, so you enjoy.
A woman pops up.
Right choice. Avoiding Chuck in Christmas party mode is the best advice this advice columnist could give you.
Hey, listen, maybe you and I can have lunch today, huh?
If that means joining you at your desk for a sandwich from the vending machine again, No, thanks.
Oh, I'm sorry. New kid syndrome. I just feel like I have to prove myself to the higher-ups.
Well, here's your chance.
She leaves as a bald man walks up.
Morning, Chelsea.
I was just coming to see you.
Good, good. Walk with me.
Okay.
I've decided to shake things up and try you out on the City Beat column.
Really? Oh, I won't let you down. Oh.
I know, I know. Back in Wisconsin, you were the one who broke the story on the wholesaler who was selling cheap cheddar as gourmet gouda, right?
Yeah, well, I have a nose for news, and that didn't smell right.
Put that wit and tenacity in your column, and you'll do just fine.
He hands her a folder.
Your first assignment. The town has decided to cancel the annual Christmas tree lighting in Greenwood Park to save a few bucks. Think you can handle a politician-turned-Scrooge story?
Yeah, of course. Should I...
He shuts a door in her face. She turns around. At the school, Kevin walks down a hallway carrying a sheet of paper. He pins it up to a board. It reads Christmas Committee sign-up sheet. Now Chelsea walks into the city hall. She walks up to a man.
Mr. Finster?
Yes.
Chelsea Hastings from the Examiner. I called you several times about the canceled tree lighting ceremony.
Yes, I'm sorry. We're close to the holidays.
But don't you think the public deserves to know why it was canceled?
Miss Hastings, right?
Yeah.
Ceremony's expensive.
She follows him as he leaves.
Now, the mayor made a decision and...
Well, but it's a tradition around here.
A tradition that seems to have been all but forgotten. Listen, if you have any questions, please talk to the mayor's office. Well, the Planning Commission.
The Planning Commission? What do they have to do with the tree lighting?
More than you might think. But you didn't hear it from me.
Now she stands still and looks thoughtful. Later at the school, Chelsea walks down a hallway as she talks on her cell phone.
Yes, he said the Planning Commission, which of course is conveniently closed for the holidays. I'm telling you, Jasmine, there's more to this story than meets the eye. Mm-hmm. I said I gotta go. I gotta pick up my kid. I'll call you later.
She hangs up and spots Ryan teaching in a classroom.
Fractions are numerical quantities when added together comprise the whole.
Kevin sits in the classroom wearing a Christmas sweater.
I know I am. All right, let's see if we can make this a little clearer. Suppose we took these scissors to this tie and made the tie a fraction of its length.
He cuts his tie and grins. The children look amused.
I'd say that's about half, right? So if I took it and cut right here, it would be all together now.
One
fourth. By George, I think they've got it.
He cuts his tie again.
All right, so remember, Christmas vacation starts next week, so you have exactly 2 days to pick your holiday project.
Chelsea walks in.
It can be an experiment or a paper or a plan to change the world. Think bold, think big, people.
The children leave, and Ryan spots her.
Hey, nice to see you again.
Thanks. It was an interesting demonstration.
Kevin walks up to her.
Yeah, well, anything to get the point across.
And what exactly is the point of a holiday project?
My mom's a reporter. She was born to ask questions.
It's okay. The point of the project is to teach the kids creative thinking.
Well, I think your creative approach to math has turned your $20 tie into a penny worth of scraps.
Well, you obviously don't write for the style section, because it was a $6 tie.
Oh.
She and Kevin walk away, and she nods as she leaves. Now Chelsea drives Kevin across town.
Tell me it went better today.
Today was better.
Really?
No, but you told me what to say.
Spell it.
Okay. This reindeer sweater, bad idea.
He looks sad.
I also heard a nasty rumor from a lunch lady that the town's tree lighting ceremony was canceled.
Yeah, I'm actually writing an article about it. I was going to tell you today.
So it's true? Remember back home? The tree lighting ceremony in Nelson Square? Practically the whole town got together.
Yeah.
I really miss all that.
Yeah, I know, buddy. Me too. But listen, you know, this place is into Christmas. I mean, hey, look. Look at that inflatable reindeer right there.
She
right?
points around.
It's giving 20% off for the holidays, huh?
Nice try.
She pats him on the head. At night, Chelsea tucks Kevin into his bed.
Hey, honey. I'm sorry we couldn't find the box of decorations, but we'll keep looking tomorrow, okay?
It's okay. Night, Mom.
Night, honey. Sleep tight.
She gives him a kiss, walks out, and closes the door. Kevin opens his night table drawer and takes out a family album. He looks at pictures of a large family opening Christmas presents. And toddlers dressed up in red and white costumes. In other pictures, a younger Chelsea wears an elf costume and hugs a baby. And a young man hugs a young Chelsea next to a Christmas tree.
Now that was Christmas.
At the North Pole, Clementine walks around a snow forest lit by some ornaments as another elf runs up to her.
Clementine, there you are. I've been looking all over for you.
I'm really worried, Mom. Things are way worse than people realize. Just look at the ornaments. There's one for every kid in the world, right? So we should easily be able to read by their glow. But they're totally dim.
I have to admit, I've never seen it so dark.
So someone has to do something. Now, before it's too late.
I hope by someone, you don't mean you.
If not me, then who?
Clementine, that's what you said before the glacier fiasco and the snowplow incident.
Hey, I'm a problem solver, and those roads were very slushy.
Everyone appreciates your good intentions, but you have to admit, you do have a tendency to leap before you look.
Clementine looks annoyed.
Focus on your studies. When you grow up, you can join the rest of the family in the Guild of Brain Stretch.
But Mom, I feel like I'm meant for something else, you know? Something bigger.
She suddenly notices an ornament shining brighter than the rest.
Wait a minute. What's that?
She walks up to it.
Now this kid really gets what it takes to make Christmas dazzy.
She looks at it.
Kevin Hastings.
Why isn't Christmas like it used to be?
Kevin's face pops up on the ornament.
That's exactly what I've been wondering.
Honey, he can't hear you.
Doesn't matter. I heard him. Snow MG.
Clementine looks determined.
I've got a great idea.
Now Kevin reads on an armchair.
Mom!
He puts down his book and gets up. He opens the front door and looks around, but sees nobody. He finds a green present box with a note on it and picks it up. The note reads, "An early Christmas gift." He carries the package into his room, places it on his bed, and opens it. He takes out a smaller gift box wrapped in candy cane paper and opens it, revealing a red old-fashioned radio microphone.
Cool.
He takes it to his desk and presses a green button on the base of the microphone.
Flight 799er.
You're clear to land on runway Alpha Charlie. Make sure your flaps and landing gear are down.
Kevin's voice sounds in the Christmas village.
Whatever you say, Tower. Although I don't use the runway.
Clementine handles a similar microphone in her room.
Who is this?
If you don't know who you're talking to, then why are you giving flight instructions?
I was just fooling around.
I know. I'm just messing with you. So, you like the present?
Yeah, it's awesome. Totally turned around my otherwise crummy month.
If it makes you feel any better, you're not the only one with problems.
Do you want to talk about it?
Yeah, except my mom will freak if she catches me talking to a stranger on the radio.
Well, technically, it's not a radio. It's a North Pole communicator.
North Pole?
Yeah, it's where I live with my 9 brothers and sisters.
You live at the North Pole?
Oh, not the North Pole. I actually live in a city called North Pole. Name's Clementine.
See? Now we're not strangers anymore, right, Kevin?
How could you?
So, you tell me about your lousy month.
And I'll tell you about mine.
No one around here gets me.
Chelsea stands in the kitchen, organizing a magnet board. And suddenly hears Kevin.
We are two of a kind, Kevin.
I mean, where is it written a small elf can't make a big difference?
Clementine sees the northern lights out her window.
Excuse me? Elf? Wait a minute. Hello? Clementine? Hello?
As Chelsea walks into his room, Kevin hides the microphone.
Hey, who are you talking to?
Would you believe? An elf?
An elf. Okay, mister. Time for bed.
Chelsea walks out.
An elf.
In daytime, Chelsea searches in a public library as Ryan walks up to her.
Who needs a gym when the library's open?
Yeah. Ryan, right?
Yeah.
Shouldn't you be in school?
Kids have music class on Tuesday mornings. Gives me a chance to do my own homework.
I see. New tie?
Oh, yeah.
He shows her his tie.
Yes.
I buy them in bulk on the internet. What brings you down here?
Just doing a little background work on Greenwood Park on an article I'm writing. And of course, the research is up there, and I'm down here.
She looks up at the top shelf, and he grins.
You want to see some world-class mountaineering?
Think you should be doing that?
Don't worry. I spent a summer as a ranger in Yosemite.
He climbs up the shelves and grabs a book from the top, but others fall down.
Well, maybe not a ranger, but I did manage a concession stand.
Ah.
He climbs down and hands her a book. He notices she carries a parenting book.
Parenting book, huh? Everything okay with Kevin?
Oh, yeah. Well, to tell you the truth, Kevin hasn't made any friends here. And he's been inventing a lot of stories, and last night he was talking to an elf.
Well, the imagination can be a great coping mechanism.
Or a way to avoid facing reality.
Well, look, I'm sure he will be fine, but I'm happy to keep an eye on him at school.
Thanks.
They look at each other and smile.
Have your reading.
She walks away and turns around as she leaves. He watches her go. Now Clementine sneaks into a barn and tiptoes across it as the lights start to flicker. She stops and then walks up to a reindeer inside one of the stables.
Hey, Randy. We got a big problem that needs solving. How about a trip down south?
She slides the door open and walks in.
Oh, look at you all, ribbon and bowed and ready to fly.
Randy wears a headstall and bridles.
It's time to get into the snow zone.
She unties him and walks him out. She leaves a little note on the door which reads, Santa, I owe you one reindeer. In daytime, Kevin sits in his classroom looking bored. Another boy walks in and sits nearby.
Hey.
Hey.
Okay, well, you might as well get started. At least we have two people on the Christmas committee.
Christmas committee? I thought this was the gamers group.
Kevin looks confused. The boy leaves, and another boy leans in.
Nice Christmas committee.
At night, Chelsea walks into Kevin's room and finds him sitting on a couch doing his homework.
Hey, Annie. Don't stay up too late, okay?
I won't.
And listen, I'm sorry your committee didn't take off, but I promise we'll have our own terrific Christmas, okay?
All right. Good night, Mom.
Good night.
She leaves. Kevin looks at the microphone. He leaves his workbook and grabs the microphone.
Clementine?
Sorry I lost contact last night. The northern lights are freaking. We gotta talk right away.
I don't think I'm supposed to talk to you. My mom says you're the product of an overactive imagination.
Your imagination's fine. It's your mom's and a lot of other people's underactive imaginations that are the problem. I mean, where's the joy? Where's the happiness?
Good question.
Glad you think so. Because I need you to help me find the answer to it before North Pole's a goner.
Goner? What are you talking about?
Best way to explain is to show you. Put down the communicator and look out your window.
Kevin leaves the communicator and walks up to his window. He sees Clementine waving at him from a sleigh attached to Randy the reindeer.
No way!
Clementine shrugs as Kevin smiles. Later, he climbs out a window.
This is so sick!
Well, I wanted the one with racing stripes, but beggars can't be choosers.
Now jump in and buckle up, because we gotta fly.
Fly?
Oh, do you know a faster way to North Pole?
Kevin looks at his house.
If my mom finds out about this, I'll be in my room until I'm old enough to vote.
He climbs into the sleigh. As Randy starts galloping, his hooves sparkle, and he flies up with the sleigh. They race across the sky towards the town of North Pole.
Okay, I've had some weird dreams, but this is the weirdest
dream. This is what I'm trying to prove to you. North Pole is for real.
They fly over the town.
Okay, look down there.
They see different tall buildings from above.
Those are some of the guilds where toys are made. That's the Guild of Yummy. And that's the Guild of Spin and Fly. Where I live. And those are North Pole canals.
It's totally awesome.
Yeah, well, we say dassy, but awesome works too. Oh, you're gonna have to put these on. You're not allowed up here, and I'm in enough trouble.
Clementine hands Kevin a bundle of clothes.
Candy cane tights?
Yeah.
Green shoes?
Cute, right?
If anybody at school finds out about this, I'll be a pinata in like 3 seconds flat.
My town, my rules.
She grins and steers Randy down.
Bring her home, Randy!
They fly into the town. Later, Clementine walks out of an alley and looks around nervously.
All right, come on.
Kevin follows her dressed as an elf.
Remember, act like an elf.
They don't call these things tights for nothing.
Two elves cross a canal by bouncing over the water.
How come they don't just use the bridge?
Duh, because bouncing's more fun.
Makes sense. Oh, what's up with the light show?
Kevin looks up at the northern light shining in the sky.
That's what we need to fix. If North Pole's gonna survive, we need somebody to do something to keep the cycle of happiness going.
What's the cycle of happiness?
He and Clementine walk down a crowded sidewalk.
When children down south feel the joy of holiday togetherness, sparks of happiness flow up and become the northern lights. Then they flow back down on North Pole as magic snowflakes. And magic snow powers everything. It's what the elf guilds use to make toys. Toys that make kids happy. And so then the cycle continues. Just like it has for generations. Till now.
They continue walking as thousands of Christmas lights shine on the buildings rising on both sides of the canals. The North Pole rises in the far background. Now Chelsea carefully opens the door to Kevin's room and sees a rounded shape under the covers. She smiles and closes the door. But the shape under the covers belongs to a soccer ball.
And so, less togetherness down south means less magic snow. Well, that's some kind of miracle. The northern lights could go out, which would be the end of North Pole.
And the end of all the toys from Santa.
Oh, well, now you're getting the picture.
Man, no toys?
Kevin follows Clementine up some stairs. She grabs some snow and throws it at him.
Why am I laughing?
Because getting smacked with a snowball made of happy moments makes everybody giggle.
Anyway, now that you've seen the problem, we need to get busy.
She walks up and he follows.
Yeah, you and me. It's up to us to make the miracle happen.
I don't know about that, Clementine. Sounds a little out of my league.
Clementine.
Oh boy, my ice is totally cracked.
Santa and his wife walk up to them.
Santa? And Mrs. Claus?
Kevin Hastings. You almost had me fooled.
Well, you see, Clementine...
Does this have anything to do with my missing reindeer?
Uh-huh, but I've got a very good excuse. You see, Kevin and I are working together on the happiness problem.
You volunteered, Kevin? That's nice.
Well, I haven't exactly volunteered. I mean, Clementine's talking miracles here. I have trouble opening a jar of pickles.
Well, even the smallest snowflake can turn into the biggest snowball.
If it gets a push. I know you're worried about me finding you in your new home, but if it'll make you feel better, you take this magic snowflake, and we'll find you no matter where you are.
Santa hands Kevin a shining snowflake. He pats him.
Thanks, Mrs. Claus.
He and Mrs. Claus leave.
So, what do you say?
What else can I say?
I'm in.
Clementine looks relieved.
Oh, Kevin, you are the deer's ears. Now let's get you home.
She and Kevin walk away quickly. Now in daytime, Chelsea prepares breakfast in the kitchen as Kevin walks in.
Mom, you're not gonna believe what happened.
Morning, Bedhead. Whoa.
It was amazing. First, I talked to Clementine.
You made a friend named Clementine?
Yeah, she's an elf.
Well, you were talking to an elf again.
Not just talked. She took me on a flying sleigh ride to North Pole. And I met Santa in Sol the Guild, where they make all the toys. And I was drafted on a special mission to help save North Pole and protect Christmas.
Wow, that was some dream.
That's what I thought at first, but it wasn't a dream. Look, I got proof.
Kevin shows her the snowflake.
Oh, you found the rest of the Christmas decorations. Great.
No, Santa gave me this himself, so he can find me no matter where we live. It's a magic snowflake.
Okay, honey, I want you to listen to me. I know that this move hasn't been easy, but we're gonna get through it, like we always do, together.
But, Mom,
honey, go get ready for school, okay? Come on.
He walks away sulkily.
At least I know what my class project's gonna be.
Magic snowflake.
Chelsea walks away, and the snowflake starts to shine. Chelsea walks into City Hall carrying a wrapped present and heads towards a receptionist at the front desk. She places the gift on the desk.
To the mayor? Yes, but I have strict instructions to deliver it personally. Oh, okay, just one moment, please.
The receptionist gets up and walks away. Chelsea notices a mock-up of a large building with a sign that reads, Urban Renewal Initiative, Pendleton Towers. Now Ryan teaches in his classroom.
So, as you guys well know, we are T-minus 2 days till Christmas vacation, which means it's time to pick your projects. All right? Now dazzle me. Enrique.
My project is to measure snowfall.
Okay, how are you gonna do that?
Using my cat's water dish.
Wouldn't you rather use a beaker?
Pico de Gato won't drink from a beaker.
Okay, moving on. Andrea, what's yours?
I was inspired by the Jane Goodall video we watched last week.
To do a field study on learned behavior?
No, a field study on which of my Christmas presents cost the most.
Okay. Kevin, what's yours gonna be?
Well, there's been some really great ideas floated around here. And I don't want to upstage anybody, so I'll tell you later.
No, sir. Out with it. And I know you got something great. What's your vacation project going to be?
Get a safe North Pole.
What's that, Kevin? I couldn't hear you.
I'm going to save a place called North Pole. Make sure Santa can still bring presents and stuff.
Hey, hey, hey. It is an unconventional idea, but as Einstein said, imagination is even more important than knowledge. All right, look, Kevin, we'll talk after class. Now, moving on.
Back at City Hall, the receptionist shows Chelsea to the mayor's office.
Thank you.
Chelsea walks in smiling.
Please, come in, sit down.
And hands the mayor the present.
And which happy constituent do I have to thank for this?
Chelsea Hastings with the Examiner. You haven't returned my phone call.
She shakes his hand and sits down.
Very tricky, Miss Hastings. I applaud your tenacity.
Well, it seemed better than interrupting your speech at the Kiwanis. Tell me, how do you feel about canceling a century-old tradition?
This is about the tree light.
She nods.
Look, I was elected on an austerity platform. Now, I'm not going to spend money on some ceremony that, well, hardly anybody goes to anymore.
I'm sure it's not that bad.
Have you been there?
No, not yet.
Well, it's an eyesore. You know, the warming chalet is all boarded up. The skating rink needs maintenance. I'm sure you can understand my position.
What I can't understand is why the Planning Commission, who usually oversees construction projects, is suddenly involved with a Christmas tree lighting.
And who told you that?
Sorry, I can't reveal my source.
I can't comment any further.
I see. Well, at least I'm starting to.
She grins sarcastically. Now Kevin draws a chart for Ryan.
Okay, let me make sure I got this right. Sparks of happiness rise and form the Northern Lights.
Right.
Which then float down in the middle of magic snowflakes that elves use to make toys which make kids happy, and the whole cycle just repeats itself.
Exactly. And boosting Christmas happiness in this town means more Christmas happiness overall. And maybe that can snowball.
Wow, you've really thought this through.
So you let me do it?
Of course I will. Okay, but supposing that your hypothesis here
Ryan grabs a marker.
Is correct, what are some of the things you could do to help spread holiday happiness here?
That's where I'm kind of stuck.
Well, what are some of the things that make you happy at Christmas?
Well, in my old town, Christmas is all about caroling and baking cookies. And the best thing of all was the big Christmas tree lighting. It was so cool how the whole town got together. But my mom said here they're not even gonna have a tree lighting. I mean, really?
I know, it's funny. It used to be huge. I guess over the years, people just sort of forgot about it.
Maybe they need to be reminded.
He stares at Kevin.
That's what we gotta do. We gotta save the tree lighting.
Save the tree? Okay, that is a tall order, Kev, but I did ask you to dream big, didn't I? All right, let's break this down.
Meanwhile, Chelsea walks across a park.
Hi, is this the Public Works Department?
Yes.
I wanted to see if you guys
hold, please.
Yes, of course, I'll hold.
Ooh. She holds her phone as she looks at an abandoned building. She looks at the snow-covered field around her. She hangs up and walks up to a tree where she spots a red lace hanging from a branch. She examines some numbers on it as a man walks towards her.
Used to be one great park. When the ice was groomed and that tree was lit up, it was magical.
The man points at a large pine tree.
What you're holding in your hand means the end of all that.
I don't think I'm following.
Those numbers are coordinates. A few days ago, a couple of surveyors drove up here. Peterson, I think, was written on the side of their truck.
Peterson, or did it say Pendleton?
That's it, Pendleton. Whoever he is has something in mind for this place other than ice skating.
He walks away, and Chelsea looks around thoughtfully. Later, Kevin paints at home.
So how's the investigation going?
Well, it's an enigma wrapped in a riddle inside three layers of mystery. Or is that a turducken?
Chelsea stares at a board.
Did she talk to the mayor yet?
Yeah, I can see why people like him. I still don't think he's being straight with me.
You always see the half-empty glass.
Well, honey, somebody has to, or we'd run out of milk.
He watches her write something on a picture of a man.
It's Ernie Pendleton.
That's what I'd like to know.
She pins the photograph on her board.
Oh, that's Mrs. Tucker. Now listen, make sure you do your homework, okay? I love you.
She walks up to the front door and opens it for a lady in her 50s.
Hi, Mrs. Tucker.
Hello, how are you?
Good, thanks for coming over.
Oh, it's always a pleasure. You're such a good boy.
Clementine knocks on Kevin's window.
I'll be back before dinner.
She hides as Mrs. Tucker walks in.
Hello, Kevin.
Hey, Mrs. Tucker.
Doing your schoolwork?
Kevin nods.
All right, dear. I'll be watching my soaps. Let me know if you need any help.
Mrs. Tucker walks away, and Clementine pops up outside again. She mouths, come. Kevin grabs his bag and leans out of his room. He sees Mrs. Tucker walking into a room. Then he grabs his painting of a Christmas tree and walks away. Now he and Clementine walk in the snow outside.
So how'd you know I'd be at home?
Magic snowflake, backpack, hello.
Oh, yeah, right.
He puts on his backpack.
If we're gonna do something, we gotta hurry. My babysitter's soap is over in exactly 1 hour.
Okay, so what do you have in mind?
I was thinking about what Santa said, with, you know, those snowflakes turning into snowballs.
And
what if we get a lot of people together to do something really Christmassy?
Like
saving the town's tree lane ceremony. That could create a ton of happiness sparks. So what do you think?
I think it's pure genius. Let's go.
She walks away, but he stands still.
Not dressed like that, you can't. Throw on my old coat and switch hats. Be sure to pull it over your ears.
What's wrong with my ears?
Nothing, except mine are round and yours aren't. If you get my,
point.
Okay, but these clothes, they don't reflect my personal flair.
He hands her a jacket and walks away.
My town, my rules.
She pouts and then follows him.
Okay.
Now Chelsea works in her office as Jasmine walks in.
Slow down. You're gonna melt those keys.
You know, how come everybody at City Hall runs for the hills when I ask them about the canceled tree lighting ceremony? And that survey flag I found in Greenwood Park?
Good questions. Here's another. Jake in ad sales is a great guy. And I was just wondering
if... You mean the guy who talks too much about monster trucks? Yeah. No, I don't think so. Think so.
All right. I tried.
Jasmine walks away as Chelsea continues working. Now Kevin and Clementine stand outside a store waving a sign. A shop owner walks out.
You're driving off my business with this racket. There is no panhandling here. Now shoot.
We weren't panhandling. I'm pretty sure we would know if we were handling pans.
Yeah, well, just move along before I call the cops.
I think he needs a little dose of happiness.
No. Clementine throws a snowball at the man. He turns around, frowning.
They don't have magic snow here, remember? Run!
Uh-oh. Sorry, Merry Christmas!
Kevin and Clementine run away as the man walks back into his store. Now Chelsea and Kevin walk into the house.
I can't believe you snuck out on Mrs. Tucker. You almost gave her a heart attack. What has gotten into you lately?
Christmas?
Okay, we need to move beyond the obsession with Christmas.
She puts the coats away.
Broaden your horizons.
I don't have time to have my horizons broadened.
Kevin, you're 10 years of age. You have nothing but time.
I don't know if you've noticed.
She walks up to him.
I've only got a few days to work on my class project to save the town's tree lighting.
That's your class project? I don't mean to sound like my usual negative self, but I think that's going to be a tough one to pull off.
Mr. Wilson says I'll learn more by doing something difficult and failing than doing something easy and succeeding.
That's what Mr. Wilson says, huh?
Yep.
Well, I guess that's pretty good advice. Listen, no more skipping out on Mrs. Tucker. I mean it.
He walks up the stairs and stops.
Wait, we still have to get our own Christmas tree.
You're right. How about you and I go get one?
Not just any tree. The absolute best, most amazing Christmas tree we can find.
You got it.
She winks an eye at him. Later, they walk around a tree lot.
Is that a Christmas tree or a giant sequoia?
But I like this one.
Any way I can do a bait and switch and offer mini golfing instead?
Sorry, too late.
Hey, it's quite a conifer you got there.
Ryan pops up carrying a small tree.
Kind of makes this one look a little...
puny?
Wow. Harsh, but accurate. Guess I'll keep looking.
He puts it down.
I think we should keep looking, too.
All right. Hard to be perfect, but I'll try.
Kevin runs away.
Hi, Mr. Wilson!
See ya.
Funny to see you here.
50-50 chance. Only two tree lots in the whole town.
Mm-hmm. Meanwhile, Kevin examines other trees as other people buy their own.
There's a place not too far with a tree and a star that might be...
Clementine walks up to him.
That's a beauty.
Clementine?
She wears no hat.
At North Pole, we light up a tree every day of the year.
What are you doing here? And where's your hat?
She touches her ears and looks mortified.
Oh, gosh, I am such a snowflake. Hurry and get back to my house before anyone sees you.
Okay, go.
She races away as Kevin looks around.
Kevin told me about the Christmas project.
Yeah, I asked them to think big, and boy, did he ever.
Fostering imagination's fine, but... your assignment is enabling his whole North Pole fantasy.
Just because you can't see something doesn't mean it doesn't exist.
Like elves, right?
No, but...
look, it's fine being the one filling his head with sugar plums, but I'll be dealing with the sugar crash when it comes, and believe me, it will.
You ever notice how Christmas trees are kind of like people?
Ryan walks up to a tree.
What do you mean?
Some trees are too sappy.
That's for sure.
The other trees, they're just like, well, they're just way too prickly. Can't get near them.
Yeah, I get it.
Kevin is just looking at things a little differently. You know, something I think everyone should do once in a while.
Chelsea notices Clementine walking away in the background.
You okay?
Yeah, I thought I...
Ryan stares at her. At the house, Ryan helps Kevin and Chelsea raise a large Christmas tree.
Perfect. Now, if someone would just call me an ambulance.
Oh, I thought you were a mountain man, huh?
Yeah, only in my mind, not in my back.
Well, thank you. We never would have gotten this monster in here if you didn't offer to help.
My pleasure.
Maybe some hot chocolate will make your back feel better?
Terrific.
Two marshmallows for mine, please.
I know.
Kevin takes off his jacket and heads upstairs as the adults walk to the kitchen. He looks around and then sneaks into his room where Clementine talks on the communicator.
Hey, honey.
I know, Mom. I'm worried too.
So things are getting worse.
I'm afraid so. Assembly lines have slowed.
At North Pole, Clementine's mother walks around carrying the communicator with her.
Talk about not being able to supply enough toys for Christmas.
Don't let your candy cane lose its stripes, Mom. We're working on it.
I know you are, honey, but don't get your hopes up. Looks like this problem may be even bigger than your determination.
In the background, several elder elves analyze complicated charts as a granny knits a very long red scarf.
Tomorrow, we kick things up a notch.
Chelsea and Ryan walk out of the kitchen.
Kevin's talking to his imaginary elf. I wish he would just make one real friend.
Well, I was 12 and our family moved us to Colorado. I became a little withdrawn, but hey, look at me now.
He notices Chelsea's clipping board.
Wow, nice Christmas display. All you need now is a nativity scene made out of office supplies.
Yeah, I tend to bring my work home.
He notices a picture of the park.
Oh, that isn't Greenwood Park, is it?
Yeah. Did you know it used to be called Christmas Tree Park? Been having tree lightings for almost a century.
Mm, you're so cared for back then. Look at these two.
He points at an old picture of children ice skating. She grabs her phone.
Go ahead and take it. I gotta get going.
Thanks, though, for helping us with the Christmas tree.
He nods and leaves. She watches him go and then picks up.
Hello?
This is Watson Elementary.
Clementine talks through a tube.
After school assembly tomorrow, so pickup will be at 5 p.m. Merry Christmas! Beep!
Chelsea hangs up looking confused.
You're not supposed to say the beep.
Oh, sorry. I was just so in the moment.
Later, Chelsea walks up to a man outside the Pendleton building.
Mr. Pendleton?
Yes?
Chelsea Hastings, with the Examiner. Hi.
I have a publicist that deals with press inquiries. If you'd like to go inside and make an appointment, I
just wanted to ask you a couple quick questions about your plans for Greenwood Park. Look, I understand that you had a crew surveying the property. Do you and the mayor have plans that I don't know about?
Please, just take my word for it. After the holidays, it'll all sort itself out.
I would be a lousy reporter if I took everybody's word at face value.
The man scurries away.
I'm sorry, I really can't comment any further.
Chelsea picks up her phone.
Mr. Jenkins.
Drop whatever you're doing. There's some crazy protest going on at Greenwood Park. I need you there.
Greenwood Park?
Why are we still talking, Hastings?
I'm on it, sir.
She starts walking and hangs up. Later, she walks into the park as firemen and other people stare at something.
Copy desk? Hey, this is Chelsea. I'm here at the protest. Can I dictate a story? Jenkins will want this on the website ASAP.
She walks towards the huge Christmas tree in the middle of the park and stops next to two firefighters.
A lone protester in Greenwood Park caused emergency vehicles to come out this afternoon.
Yeah, it's really wedged in up there, Captain.
Another firefighter rises in a crane towards a person hiding high up in the tree.
Fire officials have gathered to try to coax down the reluctant figure, suspended 50 feet above the ice rink. As far as a statement from the protester.
Hey, Mom!
Chelsea notices the protester is Kevin.
Kevin! What are you doing up there?
Stringing up decorations. Figured if nobody else would do it, we would.
Sir, that's my son up there.
So I gathered. Man, why don't you step aside? We'll handle this.
As long as he's up there, I'm staying right here.
See, the ornament doesn't fall far from the tree.
The man on the crane grabs Kevin and brings him down safely. He jumps down, collects his backpack, and runs towards Chelsea.
I can almost see our house from up there.
Yeah? Did you also see me lose 10 years off my life?
She hugs him.
Oh, thank you. Honey, I thought you were supposed to be at a school assembly meeting friends.
I was actually here with a friend. Clementine?
Kevin looks around.
Clementine! Oh, she was just here a second ago.
Clementine, the elf?
Exactly.
We're going home right now.
She grabs him and leads him away. Later, Ryan walks into the house.
I heard what happened. Is Kevin all right?
Well, if you consider grounded for life all right, I knew this was going to happen.
He follows her into the living room, where the TV news pops up on a TV.
Come on, lady, get your facts straight. It was a 50-foot tree.
More strange activity with the northern light.
She turns it off.
Well, at least he wasn't hurt.
Yeah. But he could have been. All because of the ceremony that nobody cares about in a park that's not going to exist in a month.
What do you mean isn't going to exist in a month?
Mr. Pendleton, the developer, he's building condos on it.
What? How could that guy be such a Scrooge?
I don't know. If I knew, maybe I could change his mind. But right now, I'm worried about is Kevin. This whole thing has got...
Kevin overhears them upstairs.
Okay. Look, let's just take
okay.
it easy.
All right, this is what I'm going to do. I'm gonna pack our bags. I'm gonna book us tickets to someplace warm for the holidays, away from this town and your little assignment that turned into Kevin's.
He walks downstairs.
No! I can't leave now! It's too important! You gotta believe me!
Honey, it's a fantasy. It's not real.
Yes, it is!
Look, you listen to me, mister.
No, you're wrong. And just because you don't think it's real doesn't mean it isn't.
Kevin?
He runs upstairs, honey. And she follows him a few steps.
Kevin!
He's just a little boy, Chelsea, who isn't quite ready to grow up.
Yeah. I know two people who are stuck in that phase.
Which is probably why it's so hard for you to decide whether to let Kevin stay in his own little world or drag him kicking and screaming into yours.
She glares at Ryan.
Good night, Mr. Wilson.
He purses his lips sadly and leaves. Chelsea looks upset.
And now this Pendleton guy wants to demolish the park, so there'll never be a tree lighting ever again.
I know. I heard everything, including what your mom said about wishing she knew why Mr. Pendleton is such a Scrooge. Which gave me an idea. Okay, grab your coat, and let's go.
In Kevin's room, Clementine grabs her candy purse and climbs out the window. Chelsea walks upstairs and up to Kevin's door. She opens the door and looks inside. She notices the window open.
Kevin! So, tell me why we're here again?
Kevin and Clementine race across North Pole.
To find out why Mr. Pendleton's so mean, he would cut down the city's Christmas tree. I mean, he would do such a thing. And maybe, whatever we find, your mom could use to help bring the tree lighting ceremony back on track.
Sounds like kind of a long shot.
Right now, my friend, it's the only shot we got.
They walk down crowded sidewalks. They do a secret handshake. Now Ryan walks into the house.
I checked State Street and the park on my way back over. No sign of him.
I shouldn't have been so hard on him.
And I shouldn't have encouraged him in the first place.
Chelsea nods.
I'm gonna call the police.
As does Ryan. Clementine and Kevin tiptoe around in an empty building.
What do you think Sam will do if he catches us sneaking into the archives?
Don't know and don't want to find out. So bite down.
They hurry down a staircase and search a library.
Right here. Hurry. If my mom checks out my room and sees that I'm not there, she'll have bloodhounds looking for me.
We're getting warmer and warmer and warmer.
Clementine examines a filing cabinet.
Bingo! We've narrowed it down to the past 50 years.
She opens a very long drawer as the lights flicker.
Another power dip.
Because we're running out of magic snow.
How many Ernie Hugh Pendletons can there be?
Apparently, a lot.
What were those mothers thinking?
They search the files.
Got it.
Clementine pulls out an old card.
Age 7, 8, and 9. All he asked for was a gift for a penny. Money must have gone a lot further in those days.
They weren't gifts for a penny. They were gifts for a person named Penny.
Kevin examines a letter.
Dear Santa, can you please bring some white ice skates size 4 to my friend Penny so we can skate together? Her mom is sick, and her dad says they don't have any money for skates. Thank you, Ernie.
All he asked for was gifts for her.
But nothing for himself.
Which means maybe he's not all bad.
We gotta show Mom.
They close the long drawer and hurry away together. Meanwhile, Chelsea talks on her phone.
I need to file a missing persons report.
She hangs up.
Never mind. Kevin!
Honey, Kevin rushes into the house.
I've been so worried about you. Where have you been?
Collecting information for you. About Mr. Pendleton?
What, information?
Yeah, about why he's so mean. And it turns out maybe you were wrong about him. Maybe he is a good guy. Look.
He hands her the letter.
When he was a kid, he never asked for any presents for himself. Only for somebody named Penny.
She reads it.
Where did you get this? Kevin.
North Pole. We found it in Santa's files.
We? As in you and Clementine? The elf?
He nods. Ryan looks concerned.
Honey, listen to me. You know you're the most precious thing in the world to me, right?
Of course. I didn't mean to scare you, Mom, but I thought it was important because it might help protect...
North Pole.
Chelsea nods.
And Christmas.
Right. Because...
She looks worried.
Even though you don't believe it, I know it's real.
She looks at Ryan, who smiles briefly.
I believe that you believe.
Ryan smiles.
That's good enough for me.
Really?
As does Kevin.
And if you say spreading holiday cheer is the only way to save North Pole, then we better find a way to do it.
Oh, that'll be Clementine.
Kevin races towards the door as Chelsea turns to Ryan.
This should be interesting.
Kevin walks back to them, followed by Clementine.
Hey, Miss Hastings. I'm Clementine.
She's the one I've been telling you guys about.
Right. You're the,
only member of Kevin's Christmas committee.
Chelsea looks at Ryan, who grins. Later, he leaves the house.
Listen, thanks for being here for me. I think maybe I was a little over the top, and I'm sorry.
Well, I might not have any kids of my own, but from 8 to 3, I have 30. Mm-hmm. So believe me, I can empathize.
He nods.
For what it's worth, I think it was a wise choice to play along with the fantasy. At least for now.
Yeah. It's not going to be innocent for much longer, and I guess it's better to embrace it than to cut it short. Thanks for helping me see that.
Does that mean the mission to save North Pole's back on?
Well, we've met Clementine. We can't let her be homeless, right?
We? You still want me along for the ride?
Well, are you willing?
Why would you think otherwise?
Ask me when we have more time. Right now we have a tree lighting to save, right?
All right, I'll see you.
Okay, night.
Good night.
He walks away, and she closes the door. Now in daytime, she serves snowman cake to Kevin, Clementine, and Ryan for breakfast.
Okay, so how's this gonna work, Mom?
Yeah, how's this gonna work?
Well, I suggest a 2-prong attack. You guys spread the word.
Sounds good to me.
Cool. We're gonna need food, funds, and a permit.
We're on it.
And I'm gonna get something even more important.
And what's that?
Leverage.
She grins at Clementine. Now Chelsea walks around City Hall as she talks on her phone.
I got the list of the mayor's biggest campaign donors. Guess who's at the top? Mr. and Mrs. Ernie Pendleton.
Uh-huh. She notices Mr. Pendleton walking down the hallway.
Back at the office.
She follows him out and sees him approaching a homeless man looking for change in a parking ticket machine. He takes out some money as he reaches the man.
Excuse me, sir, I think you dropped this.
No.
He gives him the money, shakes his hand, and leaves. Chelsea looks confused. Later, Jasmine walks up to Chelsea at her desk.
Hey, Chelsea. Oh, don't worry, don't worry. I'm not going to try and set you up with anyone. I just want to see how your story's going.
Well, you know, a couple things aren't adding up. One of them might get clear up if the Planning Commission wasn't closed for Christmas.
You know, woman I sing with at church works for the Planning Commission.
Are you serious?
She'll be at choir practice after work tonight. Maybe she can help.
You are a lifesaver.
I just hope you can carry it too.
She walks away as Chelsea continues working. Now Ryan plays a trumpet as Clementine waves a Christmas tree sign.
Save a Christmas tradition.
Here's a book for some trumpet lessons.
A teenager hands them a coin.
You see, now normally I would be offended by that, but it's for a good cause, so thank you, sir.
Merry Christmas.
So, Kev, how's our website doing? Any better than we are?
Well, we've only got 5 hits and 4 of them are me.
Which means we've already had one hit.
Kevin bumps fist with Ryan as Chelsea pops up.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Hey,
Mom. How's your side of the attack going?
It's coming along. How about you guys?
So far, I've raised $4, including 2 Canadian quarters and a bus token.
So that puts us at about 98% short of our goal.
Or 2% closer to victory.
I still think we need to find a better way to get the word out, yeah?
You know, I think I just might have one.
Chelsea stares at Ryan. Later, they all assemble decorations.
Seriously? We're supposed to change minds with tree scraps?
Well, you call them scraps. I call them festive pine art.
Well, either way, it'll be fun, which, as I say back home, is the best reason to do anything.
Chelsea and Ryan walk up to a lady in her 60s as she collects her mail.
I'm Ryan Wilson, and this is Chelsea Hastings.
Hi.
Any chance you remember the tree lighting in Greenwood Park?
Oh, I do. Haven't thought about it in years, but it was beautiful and so much fun.
Well, it can be again with your help. Hope to see you there.
Ryan hands her a tree scrap decoration with a card. The lady smiles as they walk away.
Can any woman resist your charm?
I'm hoping one woman can't.
Chelsea grins shyly.
So, how'd you get into teaching, huh?
Well, after college, I did a lot of jobs. But teaching is the best by far.
Really? Why?
Light bulbs.
Light bulbs?
Yeah, turning on over kids' heads when a concept they've been struggling with finally sinks in. Love that. Well, hey.
Hi there.
They walk up to a man shoveling snow.
Hope to see you there.
Thanks.
Merry Christmas.
Ryan hands him a decoration and continues walking with Chelsea.
Must be a challenge being a single mom.
Well, it's definitely hard the first year after Kevin's father left. But I never had any illusions that the world would make it easy for me, so...
Is that why you're such a skeptic?
Oh, partially by nature, partially my job, and partially the result of living with Kevin's father.
Well, you like telling me about it?
Ryan hands another decoration to a woman pushing a stroller.
There you go. Hope to see you there.
Thanks.
Yeah, sure. We met in college. Both English majors. I wanted to be a journalist. He wanted to be a novelist. The only difference is I worked towards my goal, and he only dreamed of his.
Where is he now?
I don't know. Probably someplace with coconuts, dreaming of his first draft.
They stop and see Clementine and Kevin a few meters away.
Special delivery! Are you landing on Christmas Eve?
They hand out decorations to several people.
That fell like a pole of sleigh. Hope to see you at the tree lighting.
They do a secret handshake as they walk.
Want to make learning fun? My job's easy.
Fun? Yeah, come to the tree lighting.
Chelsea gives a jogger a decoration.
Just have a little bit of that before the responsibility of a pesky thing called paying the bills. You know, I used to pack a mean snowball.
She quickly packs a snowball.
Bet you talk a big game.
So you don't think I'd do this, huh?
She throws it at Ryan. He looks impressed.
Oh, really? It's on.
He chases her and throws a snowball at her as the children race towards them.
Oh, what do you want? You guys want to...
They all throw snowballs at each other. Fast clips show the snowball fight. Clementine and Kevin end up hanging onto Ryan. Chelsea watches them and smiles. She grabs her head. Now she sits in a church and watches a choir practice.
Job, everybody. Let's take 5.
Jasmine takes the solo singer towards Chelsea.
Hi.
Josephine, hi. This is my friend Chelsea, the one I told you about.
Thank you so much for talking.
They shake hands.
Well, to be honest, I'm not really sure if I should.
Look, all I need to know is January's agenda. And if it wasn't the holidays, it'd be public, right?
Jasmine nods.
Right. I guess it's okay. There are 2 items. A proposal to widen a crosswalk on State Street, and an offer from a company called Pendleton Development to purchase Greenwood Park.
That's all I needed to know.
Merry Christmas.
You too.
She heads back to the choir, and Chelsea looks pleased. Later, at the Daily Examiner, Chelsea works at her desk.
Hastings, when do I get the park story?
I'm just putting the final touches on it right now.
Good. I want to go big with this in tomorrow's edition, and we go to press in 2 hours. Chelsea.
Yes, I understand.
Okay.
Mr. Jenkins leaves as Chelsea continues typing frantically. She takes a deep breath and hesitates as she handles the mouse. She looks around.
Okay.
Finally, she clicks on Send File. A progress bar shows the file being sent. Chelsea sits back. Now Ryan and the kids bake cookies in the kitchen.
Okay, what's next?
Okay, so now we need 2 mittenfuls of sugar.
All right.
One.
Kevin pours sugar into a bowl.
Nice.
One.
Two.
And two.
Perfect. Okay. And now, 1 bell full of sprinkles.
Clementine places a bell-shaped container on the counter.
And no skimping. There's no such thing as too many sprinkles.
Hey, guys. Sorry I'm late.
Chelsea comes in.
Guess what, Mom? We just got an anonymous donation from the website.
A ginormous one.
Yeah, ginormous enough to afford a generator and lights.
We might actually be able to pull this off.
To our secret, but very generous benefactor.
Ryan pours hot chocolate for her.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Jingles.
They all toast. Later, she checks her phone nervously as Clementine walks up to her holding a cookie.
Excuse me. Be careful, it's hot. First batch out of the oven.
Thank you.
Chelsea tries it and looks impressed.
Well, that is amazing.
For every cup of flour, 2 cups of happy. Got the recipe from Grandma Lolly, who created it with Grandma Dolly, with, of course, a little help from Grandma Lacey Bell.
You have a lot of grandmas.
Oh, tell me about it. Last year, I got 204 pairs of socks for Christmas.
She puts down the cookie and looks at Clementine.
Can I ask you something?
Sure.
You and Kev, you're just pretending, right? I mean, you don't really think you're from North Pole.
You know, sometimes it's harder for people to believe in things they've never seen than it is for others.
Yeah. That basically describes me.
But Miss Hastings, for Kevin, you ignored what your head was telling you and chose to listen to your heart instead. And just so you know, that meant so much to him. And what you're trying to do here, to bring the town together, to light the tree and make people happy? Well, that means so much to me, too.
Clementine pats Chelsea gently and leaves.
Clementine?
Yeah?
How old are you?
13. Decade.
Chelsea looks startled.
I'm kidding. I'll get you another cookie.
Clementine prances away. The next morning, Ryan walks up to the house as Chelsea steps out to grab the newspaper.
Hey. Oh, looks like you've been working all night.
Well, I promised posters. I deliver posters.
He shows her a bunch of posters.
Man, finishes what he starts. I'm not used to that.
Well, maybe it's time for that to change.
She looks at her cup.
I need some more coffee. You want some?
Sure.
He follows her in.
Okay, so I have the food all set. You've got the posters. I just need to get the permit, and then we're ready for tomorrow.
Whoa.
He hands her the newspaper.
Well, isn't this the story you've been working on?
The cover reads, Sweetheart Deal at City Hall.
Jenkins wasn't kidding when he said he was going to go big. Huh. Wow. I wonder who's going to call first, huh? The mayor apologizing, or Pendleton's lawyer threatening to sue? I don't need these anymore.
She walks up to her board, followed by Ryan. She hesitates and looks at the old picture of 2 children ice skating. The caption reads, Skating Pair Champions, Ernie and Penelope. She unpins the picture and turns it around.
Wait a minute. I don't believe it.
Believe what?
1964 Junior Skating Pair Champions, Ernie and Penelope. Penny is short for Penelope.
I don't get it.
It has to be him.
Who?
She shows Ryan the picture.
Pendleton.
Yeah, I mean, it could be, I guess, but so what?
I think I made a huge mistake. Can you hold down the fort for me?
She reaches for the old letter.
Something I need to do.
She leaves.
Yeah.
Later, she walks up to a fancy house. Mr. Pendleton opens the door.
Miss Hastings, surprised to see you here.
I wouldn't have bothered you, but...
Apparently your articles caused quite a stir. The city council's decided to launch an investigation.
What a mess. Look, I know I'm the last person you want to talk to, but if you could... If you would, wouldn't mind answering a couple more questions for me?
Why bother? You got your headline.
I did. I think I got it wrong.
She hands him an envelope, and he opens it and takes out the old picture. He looks touched. Chelsea smiles.
I remember this as if it were yesterday.
Chelsea and Pendleton sit in his living room.
For nearly 50 years, Penny was the light of my life.
Was?
He stares at the picture.
I lost her 6 months ago.
I'm sorry, I didn't know.
We grew up next door to each other, walked to school together, played, skated. We had our first kiss on this rink.
He hands Chelsea the picture.
She loved Greenwood Park.
So why build condos on it?
Condos? Well, Pendleton Towers is going up by the old brickyard.
But I know you were planning on buying the park.
To fix it up and then donate back to the city in trust. So it could always be a place where people come together and have fun.
Why didn't the mayor tell me? Why didn't you?
That's not what Penny would have wanted. No plaques, no publicity, no names over the door. The joy is in the giving, she'd say. Not in the credit.
Chelsea nods thoughtfully.
Well, now that your gift is no longer anonymous, are you still going to go through with the project?
Even if I decided to go ahead, the city's reconsidering my offer based on what you wrote.
She looks at Pendleton.
I'll make sure the paper prints a retraction.
He nods.
Maybe that'll help.
She walks away and stops as she notices one of Ryan's Christmas decorations on the mantelpiece.
Mr. Pendleton, did you happen to give a donation to the Christmas tree lighting campaign?
Well, if I did, you know I couldn't tell you.
They both grin.
Miss Hastings, what made you bring me that picture?
She walks up to him smiling and hands him the old letter. And she leaves. He unfolds the letter and reads it. He looks emotional and smiles. Later, Chelsea talks to Mr. Jenkins in his office.
I want to begin by saying how truly sorry I am, Mr. Jenkins. And I assured Mr. Pendleton that retraction will go to print.
A retraction is not how I intend to kick off our holiday issue. I want to be serving turkey, not eating crow.
But...
Look, we can deal with this in the new year.
She looks worried.
If anyone still cares about it by then.
This is a man's reputation.
And I'm sure you feel appropriately contrite about what you did to it.
Of course I do.
Look, we'll wait. We'll see how many letters we get. Anything else?
She stares at him.
You can expect one letter for sure. My letter of resignation.
She walks away decidedly. Now Clementine decorates dozens of cupcakes as Kevin washes the dishes and Ryan prepares frosting.
Yeah. How's it going?
Not my best one. It's like a mountain of frosting.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. Yes, it does.
Chelsea walks in and takes off her coat.
Wow, that smells good. Yeah. A little more happy.
She walks into the kitchen and watches the team work.
See.
It's going out of control.
Hey.
Mom, what's going on?
I didn't take you seriously about Mr. Pendleton. And if I had, I wouldn't have made the mistake that cost him his good name. We didn't get the permit. The mayor rejected it himself, and he's having the maintenance department take down all the posters.
What?
Clementine looks horrified.
I'm really sorry.
How could they do that? I mean, you're just doing your job as a journalist.
Ex-journalist. I just resigned.
Later, Ryan and Chelsea stand in the kitchen.
Become such a skeptic.
They dry dishes together.
I nearly missed one of the best parts of parenting, being reminded of what I was like when I was a kid, before I became so jaded.
She looks at Ryan.
You know, I couldn't make myself believe that Kevin's friend was an elf, but I had no problem believing that Mr. Pendleton was a crook. That's just not the person I want to be. And thanks to my kid and Clementine and, well, you. It's gonna change. Starting now.
She pats him and walks away. He grins.
I think I just got my first Christmas present.
Later, Kevin walks up to Chelsea as she types on her laptop.
What you doing?
Oh, just writing. What I've learned in the last couple days.
He eats some ice cream.
It got kind of crazy around here, didn't it?
Yeah, crazy fun. I love you.
Ditto.
He walks away. She sighs and looks at the old picture. She continues typing. Her document title reads, "By Chelsea Hastings." Now in daytime, Chelsea walks into the Daily Examiner and heads up to Jasmine.
Hey, stranger.
I saw you cleaned out your desk and thought you'd left without saying goodbye.
Well, that's one of the reasons why I came back. And to ask you for a favor.
She hands her a USB stick.
What's on it?
An unauthorized final column. I was hoping you could sneak it onto the online edition for me.
Is it a rant about the callous nature of the news biz?
No.
Too bad.
Yeah. You'll still sneak it in for me, though, right?
Of course I will.
You're the best. Thank you.
Jasmine stands up and they hug. Now in Kevin's room, Clementine looks sad as she writes a letter. Kevin walks up to her.
I've been looking around for you. What are you doing?
She turns around, looking sad.
I was writing a note to thank you. And to say goodbye.
They stare at each other.
You promised to spend Christmas Eve with me. Remember? You can't bail. I don't know what made me think that I could actually make a difference. You did make a difference. To me. This is the most dazzy Christmas ever. You made me believe in you, Clementine. It's not fair to stop believing in yourself.
Now Chelsea walks into the house and Kevin walks up to her.
Mom?
Hey, honey. Is everything okay?
Not so much. Clementine's pretty worried about North Pole. I mean, I'd be freaking out too if our home was in trouble.
Hey.
She smiles at him.
Did you just call this place home?
Oh, I guess I did.
She hugs him.
Let's go talk to Clementine.
They walk together into the living room where Clementine and Ryan tend to the fire.
Glad you guys decided to spend part of your Christmas Eve with us.
So is my dog. Otherwise, he'd be wearing reindeer antlers again.
How are you, Clementine?
Clementine looks at Chelsea and shrugs.
Look, I know things didn't turn out how you'd hoped, but nothing else? You and Kev became friends?
Yeah, and we all had a good time working together.
Yeah, so I'm sure that sent some happiness to North Pole.
Yeah, but not nearly enough.
And there's only one thing to do. We need to make more Spurks.
Clementine and Kevin smile, as does Chelsea. At night, snow falls gently on the whole team as they walk across a park.
Hermit, shmermit, that's what I say.
There's no law against a few citizens enjoying a public park on Christmas Eve.
Yep.
And having our own personal tree ceremony.
Yeah.
Together, they walk up to the giant Christmas tree.
Thank you.
Sure.
All right, here you go.
From a bag, Chelsea takes out ornaments and hands them out.
Clementine, for you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Hey, I'll race you up there.
Clementine and Kevin run towards the tree and hang them.
I feel better already.
Me too.
Look like they could use a little company, though, don't you think? And ta-da!
Ryan takes out a tinsel garland from his coat and hangs it on a few branches.
Awesome!
Jazzy!
Huh?
Now it's perfect.
He walks up to the crew. Suddenly, they all turn around and see a crowd walking towards them. People walk towards the tree from all directions.
I guess we really did get the word out, huh?
Ryan and the others smile.
Mom?
Three firefighters walk up to Chelsea.
Well, looky here. A human Christmas ornament. You, have a permit for this event?
Actually, not really, no.
In that case, I'm afraid. I'm gonna have to break out the equipment and string up the lights anyhow.
Yes!
Kevin and a fireman high five.
I knew I packed the tree illuminator for a reason.
Clementine takes out a device. Josephine and Jasmine sing in the choir.
To sparkle bright, oh Christmas tree, oh Christmas tree, thy candle shines so bright.
The lady in her 60s walks up to the tree.
I'd forgotten all about this until I read your column. It was wonderful.
Thank you.
At least one person read it.
A few more than that. It got picked up by the wire services.
The wire services, really?
Almost a million hits and not slowing down. Your story's flying around the world faster than Santa's sled.
Chelsea hugs Jasmine.
Hey, if your story went viral, then... Snow, my gosh! I gotta go! Here. Wait, hold on!
Clementine races away and Kevin chases after her.
Yeah. Right.
Ryan and Chelsea run after them as other people decorate the tree.
Clementine! Where are you going?
They all chase Clementine, who runs off.
What about the tree lighting ceremony? Don't worry! I'll know when it happens! Merry Christmas!
Ryan and Chelsea stand by Kevin and watch Clementine prance away.
Hi, that is one special elf.
She pats Kevin.
You're going to see exactly how special in 3, 2, 1.
Clementine flies up into the sky on her sled, leaving a sparkling trail.
Did I just...
What's that?
Guess this is one Christmas you'll never forget. Merry Christmas, Mom.
Merry Christmas, sweetheart.
Chelsea hugs Kevin.
I love you.
I'm going to go put on my skates.
Okay.
He trots away, and Chelsea turns to Ryan.
Well, this is actually...
Uh-huh, yeah, but...
They stare at each other.
Where's the mistletoe when you need it?
Could use your imagination.
She raises her hand and pretends to hold something up. He kisses her. She grabs his face and kisses him again. Then they walk back together and hold hands.
It's easy to forget what connecting with one another feels like. With a few keystrokes on a computer, we convince ourselves that we've communicated.
Firefighters use the crane to wrap Christmas lights around the tree.
By believing that's enough, we lose sight of the importance of human contact and the joy of gathering together as a community.
Dozens of people skate around the park.
How are you?
That's what's so wonderful about this special holiday. It provides an opportunity for fellowship, a chance to truly touch our neighbors, friends, and families with generosity of heart and spirit.
Several people chat and help each other.
And if you ask this reporter, it's nothing short of miraculous.
Ryan, Kevin, and Chelsea skate together.
You weren't kidding when you said you skated worse than you played the trumpet.
As long as I can hold on to you, I'll be fine.
Mr. Jenkins skates up to them.
Mr. Jenkins?
The phone's been ringing all day. The newspaper's never had better, well, press.
Ryan, I'm sorry, Kevin, this is Mr. Jenkins, my boss. Former boss.
Not so fast. Listen, Chelsea, I was wrong. We printed the retraction. And here is some confetti for New Year's Eve. Your letter of resignation, rejected.
He tosses the ripped letter up.
Come and see me on Monday. I'm giving you a bonus!
He skates away.
Christmas miracles do happen, huh?
Chelsea notices Mr. Pendleton standing alone nearby.
I'll be right back.
She skates up to him.
Mr. Pendleton, I'm really glad you came.
So am I. Penny would have loved this. Friends, neighbors, reconnecting for at least one special night.
The mayor pops up.
Mr. Mayor.
Sir, I owe you an apology. I got it all wrong.
Except for this. No, as far as I'm concerned, the no longer secret project is still on.
Well, most of the city council is here skating, so I'm sure that after tonight, there'll be no problem accepting your gift.
Good.
Kevin skates up to Chelsea.
Come on, tree's ready to light.
Hey, you must be Kevin.
Yes, sir.
Well, word is getting our community together to celebrate Christmas was all you're doing.
Actually, I had quite a bit of help.
Well, still, I think you should do the honors.
She smiles at Kevin, who skates away.
Gather around, everybody! Gather around!
The people gather around the Christmas tree.
Merry Christmas to all!
Kevin pumps the device, and the Christmas tree lights up entirely with hundreds of little golden lights. Chelsea and the rest look delighted. She gives Kevin a kiss and hugs him. Later, dozens of people skate around carrying lit candles. Ryan, Chelsea, and Kevin sing as they skate with the crowd. People share their candlelight. Now seen from the sky, the lights moving around the tree generate millions of shiny sparks that fly up into space and travel away very fast, becoming the green northern lights, which light up brightly over North Pole. Clementine flies the sleigh over the town looking happy. Santa and Mrs. Claus walk out dressed in full Christmas suits as snow falls gently.
Atta girl, Clementine.
I told you she could do it.
And as always, my dear, you were absolutely right.
Oh. He hugs her.
It's time to deliver a sleigh full of happiness.
Clementine drives down towards the town. Fast clips show dozens of happy elves cheering around the town as the snowflake on top of the North Pole shines brightly. Clementine overlooks the town from Santa's cliff.
Merry Christmas, North Pole! Merry Christmas, everyone! Everywhere!
She sighs. Santa's sleigh flies around the pole and up into the sky. End credits. Describe video created by John Halber Productions, Toronto. Logos. Quebec, Canada, Muse Entertainment. Caption. This has been a Hallmark Channel presentation.